Today is Tu B'Shvat. Today is the third day they were talking about Tu B'Shvat. Spoke about no Tachlin today. Rosh Hashanah lo ilanos. Okay, just a few general things. There's a minute today. I always like to be mispalel for an esrog, a nice esrog. Did you ever hear this minug? There's a minug today. Today is there's a minug that when you daven, I don't know which bracha. They probably says somewhere which bracha when you daven, you should daven today that this coming year in 8 months from now in Tishrei Haba Aleinu Latoiva, you should have a beautiful esrog. It should go easy. The process of going to the store and selecting the esrog should go easy. It's your esrog. It's bashert for you. Wherever your the esrog, think about wherever the esrog that you're going to use this coming year. On Sukkot, today is its birthday. Today is Rosh Hashanah lo ilanos, and the esrog is beginning to blossom.
And it's targeted for you.
And it's meant for you. Bashert, arboim yoim kodim hayitzira bas ploini leploini. In the world of drush, it's interesting. They always say that a kala or a shidduch, is like an esrog. Both for the boy and the girl. When you're looking for a shidduch, you know, you take an esrog, what do? You look azoy, you're like this, the pitum, like this. How much does it cost? How much money?
That's what you ask for.
Okay? Yes, how much does it cost? And you look at this. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a perfect esrog. And you walk into the store, they look at you. Okay, I have an esrog for you.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting. The comparisons between the world of shidduchim and the world of moichrei esrogim are just they're just it's uncanny how many similarities there are between. And the truth is, it's not, even though it seems to be a joke, but it's not. It's not a joke. There are some sources that do make this connection. That it's bashert for you. The esrog that you're going to use when you shake your lulav and esrog. What is an esrog all about? Usemachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Ulekachtem lochem bayoim harishoin. Pri eitz hodar. The kapo is tamarim. Va'anaf eitz avos. Arvei nochal. Usemachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. The simach ish es ishtoi, the first year of marriage. Leseitze batzava, for the first year. Why? The simach es ishtoi. Asher lokach. You're supposed to rejoice with your wife, the shana rishoina. Ulekachtem lachem bayoim harishoin. Also rishoin. There's an overlap. Another proof to the overlap. What is today, in addition to today being Tu B'Shvat, today is also 40 days before the creation of this world. When did the world begin? When did Hashem begin to create the world? Let's start backwards.
When did it actually start?
So we like to believe that, let's go to Aleph Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. When you blow the shofar, tekiah, vayipach, every rabbi will always say, vayipach, ba'apov, nishmas chayim, you're blowing breath into man's nostrils, and what is the result? Vayiyadim l'nefesh chaya, Targum says, man was a ruach mimalala, dibor, sound came forth, a shofar is like, is recreation. Rosh Hashanah is assumed to be the sixth day of creation. Hayoim haras elam ze hayoim techilas maasech. We say in the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, techilas maasech refers to what? Not the first day of creation, the sixth day of creation. Right? It's an established fact that Aleph Tishrei, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is the day when man was created. We say this in the Nusach HaTzvilah. However, we have to be very careful because there's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When was man really created? Was he created on the first day of Nisan? Or was he created on the first day of Tishrei? Nisan or Tishrei? So we like to think on Rosh Hashanah it's the first day of Tishrei. But that's machlokes. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who we generally do paskin like, he was really created on the first day of Nisan. How do we reconcile this machlokes? The common reconciliation is there's the world of machshava, the planning phase, and there is the world of lemaisa, the implementation. Hashem, everything that Hashem did lemaisa, he first planned to do. He first calculated in advance. In Tishrei is when Hashem, the planning was done. The planning that man should be created on the first day of Tishrei took place, the man should be created, took place Aleph Tishrei. But in the practical sense, halacha lemaisa, when did man actually come into existence? On the first day of Nisan. Achlekes Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua, was it Nisan or Tishrei? Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. It was b'machshava on Tishrei. It was lemaisa on Nisan. Now, if Nisan was the day when man was created, so when did the earth, when did the world really come in, when did the earth begin its creation? 6 days before that, the 25th day of Adar. On the 25th day of Adar was the Pasuk, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Es HaAretz. That was the first, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Ar. Vayomer Elokim Yihi Ar took place Lamaisa on the 25th day of Elul. And the six days later was the first day of Nisan, is when man was created. Now that is correct, that the 25th day of Elul is when Hashem began to Vayom Elokim Yihar. What took place 40 days on the calendar? What happened 40 days before? What date is it? Tu B'Shvat. What does Chazal say? Arboim Yoim Koidim Hayitzira, 40 days before creation, Machriz Lemin Hashamayim, Bas Ploini Leploini, Sade Ploini Leploinis, and what's the third one? Bayis Ploini Leploini. 40 days before man is created, there's a Bas call that goes forth in heaven and says what's going to be. Just like there's a man is a microcosm of the world. So that means that if the world was created on the 25th day of Elul, 40 days before the 25th day of Elul is today, Tu B'Shvat. For Tishrei. Machshava. The world was, there are two creations. There's creation of Tishrei and creation of Nisan. Nisan. So we're now learning Eilu v'Eilu, the popular approach. Eilu v'Eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. In Tishrei was b'machshava. In Adar, in Nisan, it was Lamaisa. So that means Lamaisa, in the world of reality, the world began to be created on the 25th day of Elul, 40 days before the 25th day of Adar, 40 days before the 25th day of Adar is Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, today, Hayoim.
Yeah, yeah.
Hayoim, today is the day when there's a bas kol. You have to listen very, very carefully today. Today there's it's the anniversary of a bas kol going forth from heaven, that there's going to be a world. And in the world, everything is going to have its place, time, and setting. Just like 40 days before man is created, there is a Baskel that says, man, you're going to get this, you're going to get this, you're not going to get this, but you will get this. Everything is going to be prepared just for you. Likewise, the world, which is an expansion of man, you could assume for sure 40 days before the creation of the world, there is a Baskel which goes forth and says, everything in this world will have a time and a place for all of its creatures. Today is a day that, it's a day when the plan is going forth. When you combine that with the principle that today is Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilanos, and today your Esroig is being budding, And the reason why you Esrog is so important, you think it's a big deal, my Esrog. Yeah. What about the apple I'm going to eat for dinner in 3 months, in 6 months from now? Right? You get, I have an apple, right? So, sometime down the line, I'm going to be eating an apple or pear downstairs, right? Downstairs, they give out apples. They give out apples and pears downstairs. So those apples are all budding today. What we're going to have the whole year. Who cares? You're right. The apples downstairs, we're not really focusing on because there's no mitzvah d'oraisa. The only fruit that is a chefza de mitzvah, by whether you like it or not, for every single person is esrog. So it's a different week. The only time you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to take in your hand a fruit and to make a bracha is the esrog. You're holding the eshrik together with the lulav, the only time. And if you don't have that eshrik, you can't make the bracha. And what does that eshrik represent for you? Usamachtem. You should have a life of simcha. You should rejoice. That's the only fruit that you make a bracha. A bracha of simcha. So today is that day. Today, that source of simcha, that spice of life. If life, everyone, you walk around depressed the whole day, it's not very pleasant to have your head down and just worry what's going to be tomorrow. Everyone needs a little simcha in life, a little happiness in life to keep you going. That simcha is budding today. That's Tu B'Shvat. The only fruit that counts is the esrog. The fruit of the esrog is u'samachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. That esrog that you're going to pick up to make that bracha, which represents satisfaction of life, today is budding. That's heavy-duty stuff. And the proof, it just goes, you know, it dovetails with what we said before, with this idea that today is 40 days before the Yetzirah. Today is a day of preparation. The world is going to be created in on the 25th day of Adar. Today is the Baskol is going out. We're getting ready. Everything is going into position. The Baskol. There's the media is presenting what's going to be, what's coming in the future. Everything is falling into place. It's not something you take lightly. Now let me elaborate with one more point. I want to borrow halacha, and this is very, very, I think this is a very good way to illustrate this point. We go off on a side topic very quickly. On Shabbos, do you have an obligation on Shabbos? I want to ask you two unrelated questions. On Shabbos, if you have a piece of cake, and you make an al hamichya, and you forget to say in your al hamichya, or it say v'hachalitzenu b'yoyim hashabbos hazeh, do you have to repeat the al hamichya?
No.
Absolutely not. No such thing. If you forget to say in the al hamichya on Shabbos, or it say v'hachalitzenu, you do not repeat the al hamichya. Okay. Friday night, Shabbos day, you have a suda Shabbos, you bench. Birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon. Rabbi Sai Nivarech. You forget to say Ritzei. Do you have to repeat? Do you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon? You certainly do. You certainly do. If you forget to say Ritzei V'Achalitzeinu when you recite Birchas HaMazon Friday night and Shabbos day, you must repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Okay. Now, next question. Do you have to eat bread to be Mekayim the Suda Shabbos? Friday night we have a meal. Shabbos day we have a meal. The shalosh. Let's not talk about shalosh. Let's talk about Friday night and Shabbos day. Do you have to eat your meal with bread? I'm not even talking about lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah you don't. Lechem mishnah. Jug bread. Are you obligated according to halacha to eat bread? To eat bread. Smachloikas. The Mishnah Berura says yes. You must. It could be the Mechaber also. I think the Mechaber is vague. The Mechaber is not as clear. The Mishnah Berurah says you must eat bread. You don't have to have Lecha Mishnah. You don't have to necessarily have a Sholem. You have a stale piece or half a piece of slice of bread. You must wash and make a Hamaitzi. And even just that bread alone, a half a slice of bread is enough. Kazayas of bread, 3 ounces of bread. You're not Mikayim, the mitzvah of Seuda Shabbos, Kvoit Shabbos, unless you have at least two meals, Friday night, Shabbos, the third meal, and you must have bread. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says you don't. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, of Meir Zalababacha here, he says you do not. You can mekayim the mitzvah of Seuda Shabbos with mezoinos, a piece of cake. One piece of cake, a kazayis, 3 ounces of cake. A little. No, if you kaveh suda, you have to wash on it. If you kaveh suda on a piece of cake, you have to wash. On a mezoinos, you have to wash and you have to bench. You only have one slice. You have to have just one slice, a piece. A kaveh suda means you have to have four beitzim, which is a lot.
250
a lot. I want to just eat a piece of sponge cake. A little piece of sponge cake that's about 3 ounces. I make a mezoinos al hamichya and my yoytzei the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. According to the Mishnah Berurah, absolutely not. According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, yes. Along come the place when they say the following chiddush. This is really a stipler. This is a chiddush that blew my mind, and it applies for Tu B'Shvat today. Very quickly. When you eat bread, according to the Mishnah Berurah, why does your eating the bread make it into a Suda Shabbos? Big deal. You took a piece of bread, you washed, you made a hamaitzi. Oh, Suda Shabbos. What? Just because you put a piece of bread in your mouth on Shabbos, that makes it into a Suda Shabbos? Why? Did you say Kiddush? Can you say Kiddush? I mean, what makes something into the Shabbos? So the Stibler says an incredible Kiddush. An incredible, awesome Kiddush. You know what makes it into a Suda Shabbos? Because when you bench, you must say Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu. And if you don't say Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu, you have to bench again. The eating of the bread triggers a requirement to say Ritzei. Ad Kedei Kach, that if you don't say Ritzei, you have to repeat the whole benching again. So it's the benching. The benching, the birchas hamazon, and the recital of Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu is what creates the bread into an object of Kavod Shabbos. Isn't that amazing? It's not the eating of the bread. Eating the bread is a big deal. No, I eat the bread. I have to bench. Okay, so bench. You have to say Ritzei, and if you don't say Ritzei, you have to bench again because you ate this piece of bread. That is what makes your bread into a Suda Shabbos, the fact that you must say Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu. It comes out according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav. I saw this in the Simchas, called Simchas HaShabbos, for a Hollander. If you are Soymech on the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and you eat a piece of cake for your Suda Shabbos, and you forget to say Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu in the Al HaMichya, you have to say it again. You have to say it again.
It's combining the Mishnah Berurah together.
It's combining this, the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler. Because what makes the bread into a Suda Shabbos? The Ritzei. But if you learn like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you don't need bread. All you need is mezonos. Okay, so that's your Suda Shabbos. Why is that mezonos the Suda Shabbos? It's because the bracha. Because now you're going to say Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu. But if you're telling me I can forget to say it, I don't have to repeat the Al HaMichya, then it's not a Suda Shabbos. It's not forced. It's the saying of Ritzei that makes it into the Suda Shabbos. Today is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. So what's the minute today? To eat fruit. We pay tribute to the fruit. How do we pay tribute? You eat the fruit. Big deal. Big deal. I ate fruit today. I ate fruit yesterday, the day before. So you ate a piece of fruit. Oh, Al HaMichya. You say Al Ha'etz, Al Pre'etz. It's the bracha. What's the bracha? I made a bracha yesterday, I made a bracha today, tomorrow. Why is the bracha? What is going to accomplish the bracha? Why is the bracha of Al Ha'etz today any different than the bracha of Al Ha'etz yesterday? Now, the truth is, it's not. Okay, we're not going so far to make new shin and new schois. But there's something about the bracha today that you have to focus on that makes it into Tu B'Shvat. And that is v'nispa mituva, to be satisfied from its goodness. So let me show you what I'm saying over here. 1 second. We just about finished. The bracha today, there's something about the bracha. You don't have a birchas hamazon. B'kedusha uv'tahara, there are things about the Aloheit that you don't have in Birchas Hamazon, you only have in the Aloheit. And among the things you have over here is, you have Univarecha Aleha B'kedusha uv'tahara. Sanctity uv'tahara. And we have here as well, we have over here V'lisboa, to be satisfied, mituva, from its goodness. Fruit, bread, you don't have these nuschais. When you eat bread, when you recite the Birchas Hamazon, you don't say these expressions. It's v'nispa mituva, from its goodness. Referring to Eretz Yisrael, and referring to univarecha alecha b'kedusha uv'tahara. These are unique elements of the Al HaMichya, of the Al HaEitz, which touch upon the essence of what a fruit really is. A fruit is something, bread and water is bland, it's boring. Okay, slave food. Fruit is flavor, spice in life. U'semachtem lefnei Hashem Elokecha. And just like in the physical realm, you go up one madrega from just the boring, bland bread, flour and water, to v'nispa mituva, the satisfaction of the spiritual world, zeh l'uma zeh, is also upgraded. It's not just you make a bracha, it's univarecha lecha b'kedusha uv'tahar. You don't have this by benching. We should bless you with kedusha v'tahara. No, I'll bless you like a boring person without kedusha, without tahara. You make the bracha, Birchas Hamazon, right in front of the television while it's on. No kedusha, no tahara. It doesn't say you have to make Birchas Hamazon b'kedusha v'tahara. Al hamichya, I'm going to say kashav yosef of my grandpa. Mel hamichya, you say b'kedusha uvitar. Why? Zeh l'uma zeh. The same way the flavor of fruit is that much more than bread and water, the sanctity has to go up as well to a higher level. In order to trigger that, you have to make the bracha. Eating of the fruit is not just because you ate fruit today, you ate fruit yesterday. You eat the fruit, you say it all together, you say kash, say kash together, of course, say kash together. Eating the fruit is the trigger to make Tu B'Shvat into Tu B'Shvat, is to say the bracha al ha'eitz, v'al pri ha'eitz, with special kavana. That is the real Tu B'Shvat. Okay, I'm going to ask you, today I have your side.
Okay, yeah. Four.
My grandfather, Shmuel Dov Roshavshik, Shmuel Dov, Ben of Meir Yaakov, I'm named Yaakov after by my name, his father was Shmuel Dov Ben Yaakov, and you have your side for who?
Yes, my grandfather.
Your grandfather as well, what's his name?
Don Ben Menachem.
Don Ben Menachem, and may I have your side for someone?
You shouldn't be enjoy what you were learning by the Navi. At least it shouldn't be. And your grandfather, this is your side today, he was there by our compass in our same day when Label Epstein yelled at a bachur who had been a Baal Tshuva, but then he went off to Derech again. Where he's still alive, this guy, and he's a real Oyfah. And when it became apparent that he was, everybody, the Rabbanim knew already that he was doing things with Bahesia, so he came to Hakadosh because he still enjoyed the thing. And he yelled out, it was the middle of Hakadosh, a lot of gear, he was very loud, and he said,
give it up.
Called him by name, his first name, Havos Zindik Stu. And he yelled out, and the base medrash got quiet, and everybody heard the guy yell out, Vals is Geschmack. It's a famous story, but there was like hundreds of people there, and they just froze. The Rabbanim were just sick. You know what I mean? And that's what he said. And I've seen this guy a lot of times after, but one time that really got me, I was standing with a friend of mine who signed my ksuba, he's a lawyer here in Flatbush, but a real ishtam v'yosha, and he said, we were standing there Yom Kippur night in the street before we came home from shul. We hadn't gone upstairs yet, and we're standing on the corner, and he passed by in his dungarees and shirt, and he saw us standing there, and he said, you know where I'm going now? I'm going into the parking lot, I'm going out to drive my taxi. And my friend, I wasn't a friend of this guy, but my friend was a friend of his. And he was so aggravated because he just kept rubbing it in like that. And he was like that for the rest of his life. I mean, he's a few years older than me, but he's still going. But that's
you're still driving the taxi?
I don't know, you know what I mean? I didn't get involved because I had nothing to do with him, really. I just knew him. We would say hello to each other. 28, he ate the pizza store all the time with his other friends. He was a frum guy. And kept, you know, the neighborhood was, those
you
are his
friends.
You take
this home for your sister?
But it was very...
You take it for yourself?
She's not going
to eat this.
I'll take a little piece.
Last week was the art site of the Rabbi Yaakov.
Tastes like a lemon.
Rabbi Yaakov Reisha, the Shus Yaakov. The Shus Yaakov, Reisha 21 Rabbanim, from the time it started until it collapsed. Just like there were 21 kings in Malchi Yisrael, we haven't made a catch 21 kings, 21 Rabbanim. So he was from the earlier Rabbanim, the Shus Yaakov. The first Rav in Reisha was a businessman. He was a businessman, they needed someone to be in charge, so they made him the Rav. He was the first
Posen Rav. And Posen is, that's a different thing.
21 Rabbanim.
You know him from Yeshiva Tavaras?
Norman, sure.
I just wanted to know if you knew each other.
Well, you know him from Yeshiva Tavaras? You were never in Tavaras, right?
He was in our class. We weren't in the same class.
So was I. We were in English together, Norman.
You were in the Omer Sifter?
We had the Ettinger. You had Ettinger?
Yeah.
I didn't remember you.
You don't remember me?
No.
I was in the one class. I had Rabbi Steinmetz and then Rabbi Tumer.
Oh, I didn't have him. I started up in the Sifter.
Right, that's why. And
yeah, okay.
You were a year ahead in Hebrew, that's
why. Yeah.
One of those, with the lamb and...
Izzy Lamb.
I saw him last week or so, and he was out in Woodmere, I think.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Whose Eshug is this? Yours?
I don't know.
What'd you get?
From your Shver.
My Shver? Who's my Shver?
Abraham Yoim, you have 40 days to decide.
Oh. I went to this wedding yesterday. Wow, what a wedding. Woo!
Yeah, where was it?
I never went.
Where was it?
In a castle somewhere. I can't tell you where it is. I'll tell you where it is. Tell the name of the place. No.
A new place?
So how was their shoes?